A battle is escalating between two airports in the Dallas area. Two Dallas area congressmen, Republicans Sam Johnson and Jeb Hensarling, have introduced legislation called the Right to Fly Act. It would repeal the 26-year-old restrictions at Dallas Love Field, which banned direct flights from Love to most destinations outside Texas. A powerful Fort Worth Republican then vowed he would do whatever it took to protect DFW from having to compete with direct flights from the other airport. NPR's Wade Goodwin reports on the resulting airport intrigue.
First came the good news for Love Field and its main tenant, Southwest Airlines. Two North Texas congressmen were sponsoring a bill that would allow unrestricted direct flights to anywhere in the U.S. from Love Field. It's what Southwest has been pushing for, and Southwest spokesperson Beth Harbin honored their Republican champions.
These are two tremendous leaders who are voting for the traveling public, which is what you wish for when you cast your vote on Election Day.
We were disappointed. We were surprised. We had been in conversations with both congressmen in the past, and we're led to believe that this issue wasn't going to be dealt with this year, and not to worry.
That's DFW International Airport CEO Jeff Fagan, who, as you just heard, was not so happy about the Right to Fly Act. But Fagan felt much better after Joe Barton from Fort Worth, who's head of the powerful House Energy and Commerce Committee, said he'd do whatever it took to protect DFW.
That was good news for us.
Southwest executives were much less thrilled with Barton's announcement, but they ended up laughing after the Fort Worth Star-Telegram reported that DFW's own studies showed that Dallas airfares would drop up to 50% if the Wright Amendment were abolished. While the Star-Telegram story might be embarrassing, with the chairman of the House Energy and Commerce Committee on its side, DFW can survive a little egg on its face. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.